Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday. Welcome to it, guys.
We're going to deep dive today.
Are we?
Yes.
When are we deep diving to?
Back to about 2014, I reckon.
Oh.
Yes. So much fun stuff happened back then that we have not discussed, and we will talk about it later in the show.
I love when a show can't come up with new material, so they dig back into their past.
But let's kick the show off. You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. Makes me want to hit the club.
Yeah. Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is so sick.
We get a whack.
If we ever get stuck in a sing-along, our group, it always seems to be a Savage Garden song.
Does it?
It does.
Yes.
And you love the line.
Like a chicken cherry cola.
I don't need to try to be slain, but it's all on tight. And if it happens again, I'll move so slight.
Like a chicken cherry cola. Are we going to fill in the blanks
for that? Let's play a bit of Savage Garden.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I showed you my first Instagram photo that I posted last week.
Of the cow horse.
Yes, the course.
The course.
The how.
I'd only seen a cow horse for the first time the day before. So it was so weird that was your first ever Instagram post.
Yes.
But it got us chatting about some of your first ever posts.
No, it didn't.
Back then, we didn't really know much about how Instagram worked.
Yeah, it didn't get us chatting. You just told me, scroll back to the start of your Instagram. And I was like, I did it the other day. And you said, I want to see the first five.
First 10.
Yeah, first 10, actually.
You told me a couple of them were really boring. Yes. Anyway, let's do this.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When did it happen, Tommy?
Take
us back.
This is back to 2014. Yes. There's a little three-part number that I would like you to have a look at.
Oh, you wouldn't do a three-part number anymore. You'd put them in the same image and you'd scroll through.
Yeah, you couldn't even do that. That's the first one.
Oh, it's a screenshot of a text message exchange.
Yes, have a read.
Hi, Tommy. This is Sandra from Essential Beauty Fitzroy confirming your appointment Thursday at 3:30 for anal bleaching. Please reply to confirm or cancel appointment as late cancellation fees apply. Your response, hi, Sandra. This is unexpected but perfect as I'm well overdue. Is this the eye for an eye special, the one where you do me and I do you? Tommy. Anyway, you've said in your post, props to whoever was behind this stitch up.
Mm. And did you want to see? Do you want to see the next? Because then I messaged. We kept going.
Did you take pics of the bleaching?
Yeah.
Oh, hi Tommy. We didn't see you at your 3:30 appointment today. You'll be charged a $30 no show fee. Do you still want to come in for your wax and massage next week, or did you want to look at rescheduling that too, Sandra? Oh, did you ever get any of those things done?
Yeah, all of them, obviously.
You got more from Sandra?
Then I just wrote back.
The third message. Oh, you wrote back. Hi, Sandra. Someone did bleach me on Thursday. Was that not you? Now that I think about it, he didn't look like a Sandra. Oh, God.
So that's the stuff we were pulling out.
You
in
2014. Were pulling out.
Yes.
That's all you got? Any pics or just?
Yeah. I've got a pic. Oh, well, I mentioned the monobrow baby.
That's very funny. It's a close up of you, and behind you is a baby with a monobrow.
Yes.
And you said your caption was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. Probably just this baby with a monobrow. No biggie, guys.
Yes.
You sounded funny back then.
No biggie, guys. Do you want any more?
Give me one more.
This is a little pig. I don't remember meeting this pig, but it's pretty cute.
Pig. Yeah. You said the pig is miniature, but the smell is massive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You've gotten funnier as you've gone on.
I should
on.
Have closed with bleaching stuff. Yeah. That seemed to go a lot better than the pig stuff.
Should we dive into mine next? I mean, I know you don't want to, but I've got it all planned.
You've already scrolled back all those years.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We just took a look back into the archives of your Instagram life.
Yes,
back
live.
To 2014.
You've got to make it wrong.
Your first few pics, one was of a cow horse.
Yes.
Then a whole lot of exchanges between you and a beauty therapist, Sandra, about your bleaching.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep, and your genital wax.
Yes.
If we dive into my old Instagram pics,
you
there was
Sandra?
Less bleaching.
Was there? Is that a new thing for you?
I've never... No, not ruling it out. I don't want to be prejudiced to the idea of that. But
I still get it done.
Do you?
Yeah, I've moved on to a tint.
Can
now.
We stop?
Why?
So my first bit's a bit sad because
stop.
The person isn't here anymore.
Oh. This was your idea.
I know, but I hadn't looked back when I said, let's do this. The first pic on my I ever posted was Mark Webber. Yes. It was at the Grand Prix on the grid.
Mark Webber's still alive?
Yeah.
Who's he next to?
Oh, is that Eccleston?
Sorry. He's no longer.
I was focused
us.
On Webber.
Yes, you were focused on
Webber.
It's
not as sad as you made it sound.
It's still, I didn't want to bring you a dead person for the first ever pick. But the first
Mate,
ever
I don't
pick
know if Sandra's still around.
I think Sandra would be.
Why?
Then there was
what, do you reckon something about bleaching arms make you eternally
stop
youthful?
Stop saying that. Then there was a pic of me in Dubai. Actually, not.
Hang on.
It's not me in Dubai. Yeah. It's just a pic of a building in Dubai. I went on a little trip there with Qantas.
That is one of the worst photos.
It's not. You've it's said, not that. What's that building called?
It's not the Burj Khalifa or whatever.
No.
The big one? That's
no.
Not that.
It's not that.
No.
I didn't
it's just
see
a normal
that.
Building and you've written, there's no one in it, and your caption is Dubai fun. Don't reckon. I don't reckon it is.
Okay.
What was the one you skipped over? Oh, you're on the grid. A grid girl. That's fun.
But Jeez. You know what I think's impressive?
A cougar and leopard skin.
What's my eighth picture on Instagram?
My eighth. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark Webber was my first. What's my eighth?
It's you and Husey and Charlie Pickering.
And?
Just three of you.
And?
No, Brad Pitt's in there.
Brad Pitt.
You're
got
so
Sandra.
Nice.
I got Brad Pitt.
You're so nice. Did he bleach you? You're so nice to not crop that photo.
What do you mean?
Why would you leave the other two in?
Because I'm that kind of woman. I didn't even write a caption. No caption needed when you've got a picture with Brad Pitt. Is
no.
there?
You could have written Brad Fun.
And then...
Taking it from your Dubai
and
fun.
And then there's three lots of chicken photos because somehow got roped into having the class chicks this weekend.
Did you?
Yep. And then I just posted, you wouldn't do this anymore, but I just posted three photos of the chicks
Again.
In a row.
Yes,
because
the first one must have had so much cut through.
Oh, there's me and Portofino. Me. Remember when you could travel?
Because do you reckon those chickens are probably dead now?
Oh.
What?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Bleaching.
Bleach the whole cheeks.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because when are we talking about cannibals? You said at the start of the show we would talk about cannibals and where they're hiding in our neighbourhood, and now you're just expecting me to wait and act like everything's fine.
You don't have to wait much longer.
When?
Next.
Okay.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm not one to usually bring content like this.
What do you mean?
But this has really caught my attention.
Is it when did a fart ruin your life?
No.
Oh, is it who's got nuts in their mouth?
No.
Oh, is it genius or idiot?
No.
What is it?
Who's hiding in the caves? Cue the music, Jesse.
Who is hiding in the caves?
There is this bizarre theory going around on TikTok at the moment that there is a secret labyrinth of tunnels full of cannibals in America. And that's where people are going missing.
Of cannibals?
So the creator of this TikTok video, known as... don't focus on the name.
Okay, I am now.
Dan the Dingbat 21.
I love that there was 20 other Dan the Dingbats.
They've all been taken down the caves.
Stitched a video from another user. Back in the zone. Are we back in the zone?
No, because I'm just picturing a serious news thing going. Now, Mr. Dingbat, first question.
He stitched a video from another user who wanted to talk about the number of people who go missing in the country's national parks every year and are never found. She showed a video of the map system. So there, the top picture is a lot of black, right? That's where all the people are across America that have gone missing.
Yeah.
Look below, that black is where the cave system is.
Yeah, okay.
It matches. It's a lot on the East Coast. It matches where people have gone missing.
Where are the cannibals?
This is what Dan the Dingbat has to say.
Yes.
Cannibals that are out in the woods. I kind of think that there is a community of those people and they take people when they can and... I think the Sasquatch sounds that you hear and like something's howling, but they're not sure what. I think that's their way of communicating to each other.
Do you know what I love about that? Mm. She is so sure of herself. She said, I kind of think that.
No. TikTok users have jumped on board this.
Have they?
Another guy said this.
Now, there's actually been a little boy who was missing in one of these national parks near the caves, but found a few days later. Now, he told the police that he was taken into a cave by an older woman where he saw, quote, human robots that weren't moving. And they tried forcing him to join them.
human robots that weren't moving. So are these cannibals making human robots, but they haven't worked out how to turn them on yet?
Sure.
Is that what's happened?
Apparently, yeah, the clothes of missing people have often been found 100 yards away from where they were originally taken, which they find is very weird, and they think that's right where the cave begins.
Also,
right?
People go, there's a cave, I'll go in, but first, nude up.
It's really freaked people out. The video's had like over, it's only had 300 likes. It's had lots of likes. And it's
You should post it. If you're into this, I reckon you should post it.
It's freaking people out.
Is it?
Cannibals living in our national parks. Since I have learned this, I have not stopped thinking about it. I love to go outside. I love to go hiking. I will probably never go to a national park for the rest of my life because I am absolutely terrified of being eaten.
It's not the thing. Not the dingbat.
Just terrified of being eaten.
What's the lesson here, Bickers?
Oh, I don't know. TikTok's fun.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So there's a generation in Australia that comprises more than 1 in 7 residents, yet I don't reckon you would have heard of this generation, Tommy. Many people hadn't. I hadn't. Within 4 years, this generation will outnumber baby boomers. Mm. And many of this generation will live to see the 22nd century. We're talking about Generation Alpha. There's a new book called Generation Alpha Now. They are the children of Gen Ys. And the author of that book, Mark McCrindle, joins us on the phone now. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good to be with you.
Mark, I guess the first question is, who are Generation Alpha?
Well, it's the children born since 2010, and they'll continue to be born through to 2024. So it's the latest generation. They're largely the children of millennials or Generation Y. They're the latest youngsters, and they're in the primary years, about to hit the high school years in the next year or two. So they're those aged under 12.
So I'm very interested in this generation because I've got two kids in it. Mm. The first one, Ollie, isn't in it. So it'll be interesting to see how they're different when they grow up. But I'm particularly interested in this generation because they are the fully digital generation. So more than any other generation, they've had phones from the moment they could swipe, really. What does this sort of, I guess, digital guinea pig generation, what are they going to be like in the future?
Well, that's a good summary of them, you know, Carrie. They have been shaped in this digital era. The first generation fully shaped by it. You know, the generations that went before, I'm sure we know Generation X and Y and Generation Z. And I think it's probably about right that we're starting with a whole new naming approach, these generations called Generation Alpha, because truly the technology has been in their hands from the youngest years. I mean, they were born 2010. That was the year that Instagram came around, the year the iPad was launched. And that says so much about their times. So social media and being a few clicks away from any piece of information on the planet, having these devices, using them as the learning tool, as well as the social connection tool and the entertainment tool, it's at a whole new level for them. Our studies show that 3/4 of the time they have, 75% of their time outside of school, is spent on devices. So it definitely is where the bulk of the time goes. Yeah.
And what do you think that's going to mean for them? Like, what are you seeing in this early kind of research about how it will change their social connectivity, their personalities, how they sort of function in the world?
Well, there's some great positives to it. You know, their productivity is pretty amazing in terms of how much information they can consume. They're visual learners. You know, they consume a lot, not just through reading, but through pictures and videos particularly. They'll multi-screen and multitask. You might see young people, and certainly it's true in the teenager years, watching or listening to things at 1.5 speed because they're just hungry for that content and they'll consume it in that way. But the downside of this hyper-stimulation is that suddenly sitting in a classroom or reading a book or having to take time to respond to thinking or reflecting is not something that comes as naturally to them. And so attention spans and the ease of being distracted are challenges that we're dealing with.
Mark, I often hear people say, it's a very cliche thing, that the more we're on social media, the less we're able to actually socially connect with each other and the more it disconnects us. I don't believe it, but is that something that you think will affect this generation?
For the future, you know, the one skill they will need is not just the technology stuff or the digital literacy. What they're going to need is to be able to do what computers can't do, people skills, life skills, being able to think innovatively and creatively. Computers can do all of the technology stuff. What they're not great at doing is being able to interact with others and communicate, you know, face-to-face. So they will need the people skills even more than the digital skills. And if they're just spending time on the technology, they may be missing out on those timeless human skills.
Away from technology, what are some of the other things that set this generation apart that you think will impact their adulthood?
I think they'll have incredible opportunities. They will be able to solve some of the emerging problems by bringing new thinking to it. They'll solve them in new ways. And, of course, they will live longer than any previous generation. Many of them will see, most of them, in fact, will see in the 22nd century. And so they've got a long way to go. But I think as a global force for change and influence, they'll do pretty well.
What's the average age they'll move out of home?
Probably not much different to today. Late mid-20s, pops late 20s. So
they'll definitely be there. That's a long time away.
Duck with them, mate. It's fascinating stuff, Mark. The book is called Generation Alpha. If you like Carrie and you've got kids of the Generation Alpha, grab yourself a copy. It is available to buy online now. Mark McCrindle, thank you, mate.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Carrie.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and there is still heaps more to come for your Friday afternoon.
I am here to help is what I'm here to do.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay, what do I need help with?
So coming up, yes. I'm going to help you get lucky.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry?
And then when you get lucky.
Hang on. Who cares about the next step? Yeah, who? Where?
Yes,
where
I'll
are they?
I will tell you. Okay. I will tell you. And then when you get lucky and you're going to go to dinner, I've got
who
a
cares?
Tip that'll change your life. If you have trouble eating at restaurants.
What?
I've got a tip for you.
I don't.
It's Gary.
And you're the person that's going to help me get lucky? Oh, gosh.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Just the tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good!
So, I love nothing better than a soup with noodles in it.
Yeah.
Which I have right in front of me now.
I'm so already disappointed.
Why?
Because I was so excited. I saw Maggi noodles kicking around. And now you've got, it's like a four-liter bowl of broth.
Because I love soup and noodles, but I never order them when I'm out, right?
Yeah.
Because I know what'll happen. The soup will, I'm trying to
noodles.
The soup will splash all over my face, get in my makeup, blah, 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 get in my hair. And you don't want to walk out for the rest of the night with beef-smelling hair.
Cold soup chest over there.
And then I saw a guy on TikTok have a hack that has changed my life.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring it to you now. And I think you'll be like, oh, my God, why haven't I done this before
now?
Hold on. I've just got a little, go prepare something.
Okay. Because he's ducking down into the corner. So at the moment, all I can see is, scissors.
Okay.
What are you
doing? Watch me eat these noodles. Okay.
So Bickers is grabbing the... So Bickers is lifting the noodles up to her mouth, but then cutting them with scissors so there's no extra slurp bit.
There's no noodles that get stuck at the bottom and flip back.
Why did you make a 4-liter bowl to demonstrate this?
Watch.
Yeah, cutting again.
Did you not see it the first time, bro?
I also don't get to eat any noodles. This is so disappointing.
You can eat this afterwards.
Are they your pube scissors, mate?
Mm.
They are, aren't they?
I put them under the... They're very... In case you've just listened also, I do not cut my pubes scissors.
Yes, you do.
No, Chris does. I don't.
Chris cuts your pubes.
And I don't have pubes. I've been lasered.
And then he
cuts his...
Sorry, they're your laser scissors, mate.
Too defensive.
I know.
Anyway, yes, he cuts his pubes with the scissors, and once those pube scissors ended up in
the kitchen drawer.
But these are brand new scissors. But I want you to have a try.
Oh, so, the pube scissors.
Yeah, so you can either
I'll go to the bathroom.
You can either cut them before, or you can go.
Okay.
Oh my god.
At what point do I give her the tip music?
The only problem, only downfall I've realised, is if I was worried about walking around in a cafe with a bit of juice on my chin, now I'm the person in the cafe.
With scissors.
It's also
you've still got noodles like on your top. What happens when you get down to the bits where you've already cut them heaps?
You just go spoon them up.
Okay.
Anyway, give me my music.
Don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me.
Sorry, in this theory, does the restaurant give you the scissors or do you bring the scissors with you?
You bring them in a little holster.
Yeah. I'm going to show you something, right? Okay. You've watched me eat with the scissors. Yeah. Now watch me try and eat without the scissors,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. It's impossible. Actually, I don't know how anyone ate noodles without scissors. You're right. Sorry, Bickers. It's really good stuff.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our producer, Belle, sent me something during the week that she thinks, I don't know why she sent it to me. She could have just sent it to you. Perhaps she feels it would be rude. But she thinks this is how you might be able to have more success on Tinder.
Oh, I thought when you said she sent you something it was going to be Kardashian related.
No.
Is she thinking, because as far as I know from you, because you've had absolutely no success on Tinder. So maybe she's thinking the only way is up.
Yeah, I mean, there is a woman in this TikTok video she has sent me that's talking about TikTok, but Tinder. But she said, is this a genius or an idiot idea? Perhaps something to bring to Tommy.
Okay.
Today, Friday. Can we play a bit of genius or idiot?
Carrie and Tommy's genius or idiot.
Perhaps you've explored Tinder in your area and it's no fun. There's no one fun on it.
Mm.
This lady's suggestion is that you go park in a rich neighbourhood and then set your Tinder to a 1K radius.
My friend used to do this for marketing companies. He thought that all the hottest girls worked in marketing, and so he would go and look up big marketing firms and have a coffee downstairs.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how did that work out for you?
Not good. Can you imagine trying to date someone that thinks that's a good idea?
But he wouldn't say that, would he?
No, I don't think he'd open with that. Hey.
No. I've been sitting down here.
Oh, I knew there'd be hot girls here.
Do you find certain areas are more successful for you than other areas?
To be honest, I haven't taken notice of that, no.
So perhaps you should try this.
Just drive to a rich neighbourhood.
Yes, drive to just park somewhere.
Yes.
Because what this lady wants, she said, is preferably a man with a boat to use for summer.
Yes.
So she's.
That's what I want as well.
She's American.
We're looking for the same man.
Yeah, she she wants a summer.
Is she just going and standing at the wharf?
So she just goes, parks at the wharf, and then sets a thing, and away she goes. I mean, genius, I reckon.
I bet you.
Give it to her.
This
genius.
Time. Genius. Genius.
I bet you this time tomorrow I'll have been arrested for parking my car in neighbourhoods and just refreshing my screen.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, I want to talk to Jesse because I think so many people... interesting.
No, no.
But Jesse was telling me something. You weren't in the room. I think you'll be interested in this.
Yes.
So many people want to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
But are limited by maybe time, location, where they live. Jesse has discovered a new app that he's got involved in, and I think people are going to love this. It is a beautiful idea. Tell us what it is, Jess.
Okay, so I actually have to give credit to our old producer, Caitlin, for this, but let's not...
bog down in the details.
So I signed up to this like a year ago, right? It's called Be My Eyes, and basically it's for visually impaired people that they can, when they need to see something or have something read or described to them, they click call on the app and it just dials someone who's signed up to volunteer and you turns on their camera and you do a video call with them and they can show you the thing and you can tell them.
It's just awesome.
Yep. Sorry, I don't understand.
So, for example, if you need to read a document and you can't because you're blind, you're part of this app and it automatically calls a number and Jesse might be signed up to be a part of this app and he gets the call and then the person says, I need help reading something. You go on video call, they turn around and show you the piece of paper that they need reading. Jesse reads it out.
But so are these people sitting there waiting for something to be read out and waiting for Jesse to knock off his shift?
No, there's lots of people.
So it's got like 4 million, I think 4 million volunteers worldwide or something like that.
He's way down the list. They're not calling him first.
I signed up a year ago. I got my first call last night.
So. They call you. This makes heaps more sense.
What, is Jesse just going around calling?
But that's what I thought it was.
Do you need a hand?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. What did you need to do for your first call?
So they needed an expiry date read out from one of their cards. So they basically called up and then we went through to find out where the card was, and then he showed me the date, and then I said, that's what it is, and it was really cool. And then I Googled it later on. We were talking about it, and apparently it's a thing called micro-volunteering when you can't commit long-term to something. Heaps of people are doing it. So
if you've only got enough time for one phone call a year,
yes,
sign up.
It's perfect
to be my eyes.
I think you're missing the point.
For once. For 30 seconds.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah, great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Put my thing down, flip it in reverse.
Same, but backwards. It's your primitive
is when yet. Score check, please.
Nine to five.
No, not when if you've been working. Score check, please.
Thanks, Dolly. Now, I'm going to confess something here. Huh? Last week when we played this game, I pushed my chair back with a lot of gusto. Mm. And I took a little look in my periphery and I saw a little dent in the TV.
Oh, have you broken another TV?
But I didn't say anything because I thought it felt temporary.
Which bit felt temporary?
And I've dent. Gone on with the week and I've noticed there is no dent there. It's just around here.
Have you swapped it to be behind me?
No, I haven't, because I thought for a moment there that I had broken another TV.
Yes. Yes, for those who are just tuning in,
I have.
Because pushes her chair back with such force, she rockets into the TV behind her, smashing it into 1,000 pieces, and then makes the rest of the team pay for it. It's quite brutal.
If you look back at the vision from last week, same, you'll see the moment I go, whoa, and then I have a little glimpse and I go, oh, and then I join the conversation.
So should I check if there's a dent there?
I think it's fine. How do you tell?
Well, you'd probably run your fingers over.
Nah, because you know how last time you saw the funny...
The break. No, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
So I didn't even need to tell you that, did I?
Buff that out. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to tell us that you cheated last week.
No, I don't ever cheat.
Okay.
Never cheat. You do, but I don't.
Okay.
Song number one.
Carrie.
Carrie.
Oh, that was Tommy. Surely it was. Matt. Come on.
It is Katy Perry, Raw.
Jesse got a bag of like 20 songs that he just chooses from every week. Is he sick of putting them in reverse? What's happening? That's been the first song like 15 games.
Well, then why didn't you get it?
Yeah, that's a great question. That is a great question.
One zip, song number two.
Carrie.
Oh.
If You Want to Be My Lover by the Spice Girls. Wannabe.
Tommy.
Spice Girls, Wannabe.
annoyed at myself.
We've got a lot of Spice Girls. Not going to throw the chair back. What did you do then? Just a double fist pump. Looks like you're going skiing.
Oh, Carrie.
That's not. You made that dirty.
Not me. She's looking at producer Sonda. She's the one with the dirty mind.
Yeah, I know. Filthy. Someone's hit the moguls too often.
One all, song number three.
Tommy.
Oh.
It is Gold Digger, Kanye West.
Tommy goes up, 2-1. Song.
Don't throw your chair back, Carrie.
Song number four.
Carrie.
Carrie.
Backstreet Boys, Backstreet's Back.
Tommy.
It's Backstreet Boys, Everybody.
Why am I not getting these right? You weren't even born here. How am I not getting
go
these?
Go on, throw your chair back.
No,
go on,
I
do
really
it.
Want to, but
do
I'm it. Not going to.
Same, but throw your chair backwards.
same, but backwards.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits. Here we go
now. It's been a busy time in my bits this week, and as a result, I have not had the time to bring you the bits.
Are you not going with the name that our boss of this show suggested for this?
Bickmore's Old Bits.
Yeah.
No, I find that offensive.
And then she said Fires Are Ready Bits.
Yeah. She's likes to
she's
let
reveling.
Everybody know in our team that Carrie's the oldest.
Carrie's the only one vaccine eligible because she is considered by the federal government at risk.
Just and just to be clear, they've lowered it to 40. We're not still talking over 60.
We didn't say when you were eligible.
Here are the best bits from this week that we missed out on bringing you. Ellen DeGeneres, you know, she's hanging up the mic next year. Why are you looking at me so confused?
It was just so funny. I was wondering how you were going to sell this to everybody.
What?
And I think you've done a great job.
What?
The best bits that we didn't have time for.
No,
I reckon that's great.
We didn't get to.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I mean, I know it's the same thing as we didn't have time for. Yeah. But it sounds like they're secondhand bits. They're not. This is all good stuff I've got to bring
you. This is
A-grade
stuff.
Kelly Clarkson has been announced as the new talk show host to take over Ellen DeGeneres' slot on NBC from 2022.
Because can you tell me, I don't know what, is it a new show for Kelly Clarkson?
No, she's had, it's in its second season. And it's a daytime talk show, and they're moving it to, NBC to replace DeGeneres.
Great.
Yeah, I didn't realise. 2002 is when she won the first season of American Idol. 20 years ago.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Ellen. And I'm like, I didn't even know she went in it.
Ariana Grande is breaking records again. Yeah. I don't know if you saw during the week that she got married to Dalton Gomez, a real estate mogul. It says
Selena,
got hitched to her.
Anything to do with Selena?
I don't know.
It's Gomez a common name?
Yes, I don't know, but it says she got hitched to her quarantine boot. So maybe they got together before lockdown over there. And then
journalist wrote that?
What, her quarantine boo?
Yes. Where are we getting
definitely it? Definitely an e-news journalist.
We're not getting our information from goodhousekeeping.com again?
Anyway, she used things like noise-cancelling devices and massive bushes to hide the event so that the paps didn't see. And then they managed to not find out she was getting married. And she quickly dropped her wedding pics before anyone had a chance to leak in any. And the post that she did became the fastest Instagram post to reach 10 million likes. It took 1 hour and 41 minutes to get to 10 million.
Wow.
Yes.
What are noise cancelling devices?
I don't know. I wondered that. I guess just walking around with headphones on instead of like
did
a speaker
like a
system.
Silent disco? Oh, God. It's suddenly so unsexy. Yeah, as soon as you put people in headphones.
And all you get to listen to is Ariana Grande songs.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, but they should have that thing where, you know, you can change the channel in silent disco sometimes.
Oh, yes.
And they have two different channels.
What did they flick it to?
I don't know. I was going to say one of her exes, and then I realised it was getting quite dark. Anyway, next bit, please.
Oh, of course. Yes. Hey, speaking of couples. I am going to admit, when I heard the rumours of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, I was like, they're not back together. Why are people saying they're back together? And I do not care. However, 2 weeks after they were first spotted on that little rendezvous, the little weekend away that they supposedly have, they've been seen again taking in the sunshine in Miami, where J-Lo's reportedly working at the moment. They were spotted on the balcony.
Yeah.
Here we go. I've got private residence.
Do you know why I love it?
Yep.
Do you know what Ben's doing?
What?
Having a cheeky gasper. Just out there having a diary.
He looks like he's got a whiskey in his hand or something.
Yeah.
You know, one of those nice glasses, whiskey glasses. Anyway, according
What's she doing sniffing so deeply?
The fresh air of the balcony.
Of his durry and whiskey.
Apparently, the pair are taking it slowly and they didn't really leave the rental home during the day. They spent most of their time in the upstairs bedroom and balcony.
Is that taking it slowly?
Hey, producer Annabelle, I asked you a question about this pad. Did you find out the answer?
No.
Okay. What was the question you asked Belle? What did you ask?
Well, when I saw this bit of the house here, this window, it looked exactly like Jenny from the Block, the window
the
in that, and I asked whether the pad was in the clip.
Oh.
But we'll never know.
No, Belle's got better things to do with her time. And finally, if you're wondering what time of day these two got it on, I mean, I'm sure you weren't, but...
I am.
A study has revealed the times of the day
raunchiest.
That men and women want to, you know, get jiggy with it.
Why won't you go with my word?
Raunchy.
Yeah.
Want to get raunchy?
Yeah.
Yes. And it's different for men and women. So if you think, oh, my partner just is not, you know, is rejecting my advances, you're asking at the wrong time.
What time?
Apparently,
what time should I be asking?
Men prefer a bit of nookie first thing in the morning.
Do
between
we?
6 and 9 specifically.
Between 6 and 9. Good one, because
that's funny.
That's a long lead up for
but
that
also,
joke.
I didn't
You've done
make
a whole
that
segment for that.
It's written here on the article. 7:54 a.m. is the specific time that you're most into it.
That's weird, because I'm usually asleep at that time.
But this is the weirdest part. Women.
How I wake up with.
Women are most into it at between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Aren't you asleep at that time?
Yes. Who's up at that time?
Because
you're 21. It's just so strange. I mean, at that rate, we're never going to have it again.
Is that how you're tracking?
No, don't get personal.
Oh, I was still... Sorry.
I like a bit of midnight sleep.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Did you know Reese Witherspoon is not a real name?
Oh, my God,
because...
I saw this and I am shocked.
Shook.
I didn't actually... Is that what the other people say?
That's what you
say?
Are, yeah.
I'm shook. But which part of her name? I didn't read the article.
No,
which
neither.
Part
I
is
actually
not
don't
her
know
name?
Now. Jesse, what is her real name?
With a knife?
Yeah, real good. Really
with a spoon,
stuff.
With a knife.
Laura Jean. How
what?
Do I say
no,
that
Jean.
Word?
Jean. Not Laura Jean. Jean. That's Jean. No one's called Jean.
That's not Jean. Where the
that's
extra letters
Jean.
For?
The Why? Extra N and the E. Yes, yeah. Jean can be J-E-A-N or J-E-A-N-N-E.
I think it's Jean.
No, it's not. Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon. Well, how did she go with Reese? Because that's kind of a boy's name in some parts.
I think
it's
Reese
my cousin's
is cute.
Name. I know I do too, but it's
I
my...
I think Jean is a boy's name in some
Jean,
parts as
Jean,
well.
Jean, Yarn. It's spelt differently.
Anyway, I thought we'd play a game.
Be game or born with it.
I realise now that she was born with that name. This game doesn't make sense. We're going to get given a famous person's name, yep. And we have to guess whether it was they were born with it.
I love this.
They've just taken it
What's,
on.
Is your name your real name, or you like were you born with it, or is it your stage name?
You know, my name is a stage name.
No, it's
Little
not.
Is not my real
You're not picking
name.
Little as a stage name.
I'm Thommy Litaso.
Stop it.
No, I'm actually Tommaso Litali, but I don't talk about that.
Tommaso so, yeah. Litali. Yeah. Little tomato.
I went through a stage where people thought my last name was Litlovich, but it's not. It's Litali. Anyway.
Eli, our web guy, is looking very confused. Mate, his name's Tommy Little. Like, actually, Thomas Little.
It's Thomas.
It's Thomas.
Give us our first
name. You're
name.
Asking why Gian needs the extra N and the E. Why does Thomas need an H?
I'm Tomas. I am.
Stop
anyway,
being so annoying.
Jesse, go.
Producer Pip has our first one.
Oh, Producer Pip, go.
Elon Musk.
Ooh, it's got to be fake.
I reckon
it?
It's real.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought if it was real, it's not. I think Elon will be real. I just don't think.
But if it was fake, like he got to choose his daughter's name or son's name and he called it XYZ. To yeah. number
Centennial
two or whatever.
Falcon. See you
surely
next
he
Tuesday.
Picked something more creative than Elon Musk.
Yeah. Well, I think Elon is real because I saw his mum on SNL and she had.
Was her last name Musk?
Well, there was an accent that made me think Musk could be real. I'm still going to say fake.
I'm saying real.
Carrie is correct. It is real.
One
is,
to me.
Did we get the full. Is Elon the full first name?
Elon is the full first name.
Wow. Is there a middle name in there, Pippa?
So I sorry. Done that.
I shouldn't have asked you for info. Let's go to the next name.
In case you're wondering, Reeve is his middle name.
Reeve. Can you just lean into the mic a little bit more? Yeah, great. Yeah.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey.
What?
Such an attitude. Sorry,
Pip. Again, no, we're on radio.
Oprah?
This is not just us chatting. We don't just hang out together and go, oh, my God, real? Or like on stage now.
We literally do that all the time.
Yeah,
do you? I'm never in those meetings. I'm starting to understand why.
Someone got out of the...
Okay, Pip, next one.
Oprah Winfrey.
I feel like I know this.
Is Oprah a thing?
I think it's stage name.
Do you? Okay, you know because you met her, right? So when she signed the card that she gave you...
She said Oprah Winfrey.
And she wouldn't lie to you, would she?
No, but she's not going to. She's Oprah Winfrey.
I signed my cards to Marcel Vitale.
She is Oprah Winfrey now, though, and she would sign everything now. I reckon even her passport would be Oprah Winfrey now because that'd be weird if she's trying to go through.
Name.
Yeah, but I think she wasn't born it.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say fake.
Carrie is correct again.
Oh, but even after the attitude she gave you.
No, it's not. It was a joke. Okay. What's her real name? I mean, what's her full name?
Her born with that name was Oprah. Winfrey, but everyone kept getting it wrong, so she just adopted Oprah Winfrey.
That's why I'm Tommy. Everyone gets Tommaso wrong. Why? How do you spell Orpah?
O-R-P-A-H.
O-R-P. Orpah.
O-R-P. Isn't that how you spell Oprah?
No,
other way around. Yeah, okay, good stuff. Next one, please, Pippa.
Okay, Blaise Autumn Bedal.
Real. I don't know who that is, but they're real.
I don't know who that is either.
Who is that?
She's best known for her role in Pet Cemetery. Cemetery spelled with an S.
Pet Cemetery? Who in this team? Hands up, who's seen Pet Cemetery?
Is it a...
Not one of us has seen Pet Cemetery. How would we know if Blaze's name is real?
Have you just searched porn stars or something?
I never heard of her either, but I thought for sure I did trick you into thinking that that's fake, but you've just guessed it's real and that's correct. Yeah. So.
Did you say Pet Cemetery is spelled with an S?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh.
What?
Well, I thought somehow it was...
She doesn't watch the same movies as you, okay?
I bet you that's
And also,
an adult.
That would be a...
Oh, pet. Yeah, sorry, I forgot the first bit. Okay.
Moving on.
The next
would you like
one.
The next name? Yes.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton.
Ooh. Real. Tommy locks in. Real. No, fake. Damn it.
I'm locking in. Real.
I'll lock in fake.
Tommy is correct.
Yes.
It's fake. Very interesting story behind this one. He was born Michael Douglas, but there was obviously already a Michael Douglas when he was becoming famous, so he chose Michael Keaton.
Wow.
Isn't it interesting that you wouldn't change the Michael bit as well? Because there'd be a lot of Michaels that you wouldn't go for,
Mickey.
I don't know. Yeah, Mickey Keaton.
Yeah, Mickey Keaton. Yes. Did you know there's another comedian and then his name's Tom Little?
I feel like I've seen this because something dodgy happened with him.
He had a go at, I think it was like anaphylactic people or something, like made a joke about it. And so I got inundated with hate mail.
Gosh, you normally deserve it, but not that time.
Well, that was the one time.
You
that
didn't.
Was a little bit unfair.
Okay, give us one more.
Nicki Minaj.
Real.
Real.
Fake.
Oh! Is it Ménage à Trois?
It is. It is Onika Tanya Mirage Petty.
Oh, Petty Cemetery.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Friday afternoon and the end of a big week. It is Carrie and Tommy.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
You know how we always say it's been a big week?
Yeah.
Has it this week?
Nah, it's been a real nothing week.
I think if we're looking back through the annals of our radio show in years to come, I hope this isn't the week that we randomly stumble across.
I hope that we never have a week like this again.
Whoa, okay.
It just wasn't a good one.
Why?
Well, let's start with you. How are you feeling?
I'm wrapped.
Why?
Because
I'm surprised because there hasn't been much good that's happened this week.
I just thought we were getting a little negative, and so I'd like to be wrapped.
Okay. I can't wait to see how you make this wrapped.
Yeah, I'm wrapped because sometimes when we're broadcasting, I drop the ball, and I'm happy to admit that. Right, I'm happy to admit that sometimes you look at me, and I know in my heart of hearts that look means it's my turn to talk, and I forget what we're doing. But I don't. I can't actually think of one time this week where that happened. Of course, unless you've got something else to play, Jesse, I assume we'll just gloss it up.
Your Wednesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hello. I thought you were going to talk, mate.
I thought you were.
Oh, so much still to come on the show. Goodbye.
Tommy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That's we real. Didn't have a great week.
No.
I feel pretty raw about our entire week. I feel particularly raw that you...
Oh, do you feel raw?
You're
not going to let
so
Jesse?
Grumpy.
You're not going to let Jesse
No,
go?
You were so
okay,
grumpy.
Okay.
And I tried to bring you this great Zendaya, the actress
Zendaya.
Fact.
Yeah. It is pretty dire, though.
Anyway, I tried to bring you a fun little fact and you weren't impressed, but you were just a real shit about it. You know Zendaya, who was in, I loved her in The Greatest Showman, and tunes like this, Spider-Man. She gave her entire film crew 1% equity in her new film, Malcolm and Marie's, and then each of the crew member made $300,000.
Each member of the crew made $300,000?
Just as a little
grand.
Bonus.
Did they?
Yes.
How does that work?
Because they gave 1% equity.
Yeah, but so...
Anyway, I thought it was lovely that she gave her crew equity.
Mate, I'm allowed to be confused when you say something.
Yeah, but just there's times to be confused and times to go, oh, that's lovely. Moving on.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because it was like you were having a go at me. I'm not Zendaya.
Wasn't. I was trying to understand how she gave everybody a percentage.
What are you going to bring now? Better be good.
It's not going to be. What? It's not. What do you mean?
Our producer's saying it's depressing radio.
Just start the break again. Let's pretend again. Jess, get us in.
It's Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
Hang on, I'm not done with that stuff.
I've just realised something.
Yeah, what?
This whole segment at the end of the week is a chance to replay some of the greatest moments from our show. So if people missed it, they get to hear it. And we've just played them moments that we hope we never hear again.
Yeah. I was thinking during that, I was thinking, this is meant to be like the best bits and this is horrible.
Jesse, can you fix that for us?
We do have a little win from the week, guys. So you know how you're talking about your cushion all week, Bickers?
Oh, the cushion I've sat on the project for 11 years.
Full of history. So many famous
full of history. Full of history?
What do you want to say it's full of?
And other
full
things.
Full of farts.
A history of farts.
Oh, sorry. Yes. A history of flatulence.
Well, while we were talking about it, I made an observation that I didn't realise was actually very accurate.
Tommy, I've sat on the same cushion for 11 years at the project desk, and that means heap of celebrity bums have also sat on that cushion. Before me, it had a bit of the Circle Girls bottoms.
Did it?
Yes.
Okay.
Before the Circle Girls bottoms, it had a bit of Bert Newton's bottom.
The Circle Girls, just so we're clear, is the show The Circle, and it's not some show called The Circle Girls.
Great band name.
Yeah.
The Circle Girls.
So it turns out the Circle Girls actually recorded a song together.
No. Hold on. Hold on, just to be clear, the girls that were on The Circle, the TV show, performed that song, or there's a band called The Circle Girls that performed
the
song?
No, the TV show.
Is that Georgie Coghlan? I can hear them.
And that's them singing The Circle Girls, The Circle Never Ends, and that's amazing because that show got axed. Oh. So it did end. I just mean, just because you say it in song doesn't mean it's true.
No. Thank God this week's over.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.